We're going to talk about counterfeit pharmaceuticals. What does this really mean? What is it all about? Convenience of the internet and stuff maybe created an industry we didn't want to think about. And we're here to find out a little bit more about it. Right, give me your sheet. I lost my information.
Oh, here you go. Here you go, right here.
Or unless you give me the name of the... What do we... this morning on WEOL, we are joined by Dr. Carmen Catazone, who is executive director with the NABP, which we talked about before, the National Association of Board of Pharmacy, here to join us to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us on.
Great. I did a previous interview maybe 6-8 months ago related to this, and it's always just a chance to get people to understand that just because you can buy something over the internet, it doesn't mean what it claims to be is what it is. And when it comes to pharmaceuticals, that can be a real danger. Talk about, I guess, what people have experienced, what kind of things have happened out there related to pharmaceuticals and things that you've purchased online.
It's just as you said, people order prescription drugs and they think they're safe. But we've actually seen products that they've ordered that have rat poison, wet paint, and other products and contaminants that you just wouldn't imagine people taking and wouldn't imagine being in their medications.
I would assume they're not doing it to harm others. They're just doing it because they don't have the actual drugs. They're just trying to replicate whatever a powdery substance looks like.
Well, I think it's a combination. Probably the main motivator is greed. They'll put whatever they can in those tablets to try and make them look like real tablets, and they have no concern about patients' health. They're just out to make money.
And are these being produced in the United States, overseas? Where are they coming from?
The overwhelming majority are overseas in places like China, India, Pakistan, Russia, and a lot of places where people won't even drink the water, but they're buying prescription drugs from unknowingly.
So what does the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy do about this? What are you trying to do, be proactive?
Just some simple tips for consumers. One, be very knowledgeable. Take care when you're ordering your prescription medications. And there's our website, awarerx.pharmacy. And if you go to that website and click on Acquire Safely, there's all sorts of information about safe websites, websites not to utilize, how to look for counterfeit drugs, and also what questions to ask your pharmacist if you're taking your medication or need to dispose of your medication. What's scary of this whole situation is we've looked at 11,000 websites, and 96% of those websites are either illegal or rogue sites that have the potential for distributing counterfeit drugs.
When it comes to the counterfeit drugs, what are some of the more popular drugs that have turned out to be counterfeit that people are ordering?
A lot of the lifestyle drugs is what we see. People take it for weight loss, people taking it for erectile dysfunction, people taking it for some of the other lifestyle habits they're trying to correct. Those seem to be the most popular and the most prevalent of the counterfeit drugs.
Does this come about because maybe the people themselves don't have a prescription? I mean, is there a little culpability on both sides sometimes?
Yes. If you look at the sites, they're really quite different than what a legitimate pharmacy site would look like that you can, again, find on our website. And I think it's people that are trying to circumvent the system, may not have a prescription, or don't want to deal with actually going to see a doctor and then going to a pharmacist.
We're talking this morning with Dr. Carmen Catazone with the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy. You mentioned about that dot pharmacy. That's that domain name that's kind of giving us a little bit more of security related to knowing that we're actually getting some quality product. What kind of a standard vetting process is done so that those who have that dot pharmacy, what kind of standards do they have to meet?
What dot pharmacy does is it creates that domain, just as you mentioned, that no one else can utilize. And after a pharmacy has been reviewed to make sure they're in compliance with all state and federal laws, and they meet some standards that are accepted across the country and hopefully across the world, basically involving a valid prescription and valid prescription medications, we issue a dot pharmacy. And that dot pharmacy tells consumers, this is a safe pharmacy. You're going to get FDA-approved products. You don't have to worry about using this site.
If somebody maybe have ordered some pills or something like that from a non-dot pharmacy site, what should they do? What if they take them? There's maybe a reaction. I mean, I guess maybe get to the emergency room, but any other things related to the pills they may have received?
That's one of the big issues. People order the medications, and let's say they're getting them for blood pressure or even for weight loss. When something starts to happen, they don't realize it may be from the pills, or maybe they don't want to admit that. They should see their doctor, talk to their doctor or pharmacist, and they should tell them right away, I bought these medications from a site that wasn't a dot pharmacy or I wasn't sure of, so that they can look at those medications and determine whether they're counterfeit or not.
Do you know if we've had deaths result from people taking these kinds of bogus medications?
We have. We've had deaths across the country, particularly people ordering narcotics and other medications who have overdosed. We've had a number of patients complain about symptoms or just having exacerbated their current medical conditions where their blood pressure went way up and they were concerned about a stroke and heart attack. So a lot of very serious problems from ordering these drugs.
Many of the times people are ordering these drugs is they're trying to find bargains. In the pharmacy industry, what is your suggestion for people looking to get medication that maybe that they have to be on for a long period of time at a reduced rate or not as expensive? What things are out there for people to kind of in that regard?
Everybody wants to get the best bargain, and we all work for that, and the Internet's a great source. It's a good source for books, maybe other products, but when it comes to your medicines, you have to be cautious. Again, look for the dot pharmacy sites, but also there are generic drugs. You can talk to your pharmacist. There are assistance programs from the pharmaceutical companies. There's a number of ways to try and obtain medications when people are struggling to make ends meet.
Well, we appreciate the good advice this morning. Again, if we want to kind of end on this, the best place to go was awarerx.pharmacy. You'll learn more about that as well as the pharmacy domain and the things that are out there. And some of these things people just don't even think that this could possibly be. But obviously there's folks out there that are, I guess, looking to just rip us off and maybe even do us harm. We appreciate your time, Doctor. Thanks for sharing the details.
Thank you very much.